Award-winning opera singer Antonina Shachovska traveled far to get to where she is today. With two master's degrees from the University of Michigan, Antonina's performances are regularly described as radiant and an audience favorite. You're listening to Our Global Neighborhood, a weekly conversation with our neighbors who came from abroad and put down roots up north. I'm Kendra Carr. Thank you so much for joining us.
It is my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about why your family moved here from Ukraine?
A better life for a better future.
When did they move here?
It was December 12th, I think, 1997. I remember the day quite well. We flew into New York City. Gosh, I saw the skyline and the lights. And then we were in Buffalo with my aunt for like 2 days, I think. And then we drove to this snow tundra here in Traverse City. I literally, you know, I was 11 years old. I imagine things. America was like this dream you have in your mind. You could just, I mean, you could go as far as you want to, right? In your imagination.
What led to the decision to leave Ukraine? Were they facing any discrimination or persecution?
Yes, we come from a Christian background. So, you know, we always had there were certain names and stuff like that, but not particularly in 97 or when we started, you know, the immigration paper took like 3 years or something like that. Several interviews in the embassies. My parents had to go to Moscow. You know, they were heavily quizzed on scripture, on Bible in the interviews. I mean, my grandfather, who lives in Traverse City now, was judged by the court for faith. You know, my parents were persecuted in school and it wasn't necessarily even peers, you know, how kids laugh at each other. It was teachers. And like, I know my mom went through stuff and she was very smart. She was an A student. Or, you know, if the government was giving out certain amount of food or something like that, you know, they wouldn't perhaps get the same or sometimes wouldn't get paid. So, yes, all those things were there, but not in 97.
You're originally from Ukraine. You remember, obviously, being in Kiev. Can you tell us a little bit about the importance of music in Ukraine?
Well, I always remember my mother took us to, you know, big shows in the theater, or I saw ballet, or yeah, it is a very natural thing, part of the culture. But also, I think for us, music specifically, our first music education, I think, came really in the church. Everybody sang in the church. We sang at home. We sang hymns at home all the time. My older brother, Dmitry, who actually went to Interlaken over the summer, he went to conservatory, music conservatory. Like, there's a music conservatory for kids after school. And he was my first accompanist. Our father would sit us down. We would sing hymns. We would just harmonize by ear. I was always the leader, the soloist, because I loved doing it and I was the oldest girl. And my other sisters, they never wanted to be in the spotlight. It was a natural thing for me. I was always the MC. If we played the wedding, I was always the MC. My sisters were the brides.
Do you have many opportunities to sing in Ukrainian?
So in New York, I'm a music director at a Ukrainian church, and we have like Ukrainian, Russian, and English there. I just did a set in the recital, and I did 3 Ukrainian pieces by famous poets of Ukraine, set by Ukrainian composers.
How is singing in Ukrainian different than singing in English or Italian or Spanish?
Well, look, you grow up with your mother tongue. It's like in your bones, in your musculature. There is something, I mean, obviously, English really has become like my first language in a way that I think I dream in English. But there is nothing like, there is something, it just comes from like the depth of depth out of you. So natural. You know, and there's something that just, I don't know, it's your blood, your bones. And I think it's the most vulnerable place is like that language you first heard when you like came out of the womb, you know. It's a part of you. It's inseparable. It's in your DNA. And so it's always very special. I always get a bit vulnerable and there is no other translation going or no other. It's just all of you. So yeah, I think it resonates. And, you know, I don't know what they hear, but I know how it feels.
How did moving to the U.S. and specifically Traverse City change the opportunities open to you?
Well, first of all, I never even dreamed to like do music. I think sometimes when you do something so natural, you never consider. It's just like, oh, it's just something I do, a hobby. Like music was a hobby for me. I never dreamed to do what I do now. Also, when I think about now where I'm at, if I was in Ukraine, I don't know. I don't know First of all, in Ukraine, as a child, I did not get into the music conservatory. I did not get in, but I was allowed to be in a choir, I guess. So I think what's incredible in America is the, first of all, the community college, I think is so important and so impeccable. Pretty much anybody can enter a community college and you can enter it. And I don't know if I would have gotten to U of M without community college. I don't know if I would ever discover what I am doing now without the community college. I was 21, 22 when I changed my pathway. And I asked him, like, what did you hear? And I so thank them for, because that is a gift too, to see the potential in somebody, to see a dream in somebody and not prejudging, because sometimes the least person you expect becomes that person. So I think your job as a teacher, number one, don't worry about, is this going to go farther? Is this in vain? Mm-mm. You do your job. And they were so hard on me. They were much tougher on me than on other students because I was working really hard. They saw potential. They saw something deep in there and they saw the work ethic and they held me to a different standard. So I thank them for seeing the potential and pushing me. And so I think that's what's so amazing. You really can, like, if you talk about, you know, America is the country of dreams. You really can succeed. There's so many things, like it almost isn't too late to start. Like that there's so many opportunities and you can try. I can't say that is the case in many other countries. I think in Europe and former Soviet Union, it's like we prejudge and judge and put the ballots on people sometimes too quick.
So I know that you've recently received rave reviews for the role of Tatiana, mm-hmm. which I know nothing about.
Tatiana is the role in the story of Eugene Onegin, famous novel written in verse form, written by Alexander Pushkin. It is so beloved and is so famous that my mother had to memorize. We had to memorize poetry in school. And my mother memorized Tatiana's most famous letter scene. So they all know it by heart. Alexander Pushkin writes this story. And then Pyotr Tchaikovsky sets it to music and makes it an opera. And I think it's a universal story that anybody can relate to.
This was a scene that's very ingrained in your family, the culture. It's kind of like part of general society awareness, it sounds like.
Well, for me, it was not until, because look, I was 11, I came here. So, and at that time, we weren't reciting Russian poetry in schools, it was Ukrainian. So I came here and honestly, I did not know about Tatiana and Pushkin, Onegin, until I was at University of Michigan. I think the first time I learned it was when I was a senior, I think. And my teacher, Stephen West, he always was advocating, I want you to sing in a language that lets find those colors, what's so natural for you. And he was the one who told me, go look at Tatiana, go look at the letter scene. And, you know, it's Russian, but Russian might as well also be like Ukrainian for me. And so that became my vehicle, literally, for my career. It got me, that's how I started all my auditions. That's how I won competitions. It was the most natural thing for me to do. And it was like, vocally, Tchaikovsky wrote it literally for me as if I was there when he wrote it. Every single note. So I remember doing a recital, like one of the summers when I was in school, and I was singing Tatiana's letter scene. And my mother and my aunt, that's when I learned that they knew it by heart. They're like, oh my gosh, we know all the words. So I didn't know that until I performed it.
Thank you so much for talking with us and joining us and sharing your story.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure. I hope it enriches somebody's life or just is interesting to listen to.
And thank you for joining us for this week's conversation. The singing you're hearing was Antonina at her recent GRCC alumni recital performing Tatiana's letter scene. You can see images of Antonina on our website, iprnews.org. Thank you to our producer, Karen Siegel, and a special thank you to Antonina for sharing her story and her voice.